Bruce and King of Wonders here on Worship Radio 247.
David Alden.
On Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
It is time for the devotional. We're looking today at Psalm and 23. And we've looked at verse 1 and verse 2. I'll just remind you of what that says. It's a famous, famous psalm. I mean, you know it. You know it off by heart. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. The other day I was saying that this particular psalm is so well known. If you were to walk up to somebody in the street, and I would encourage you to do that. Just do this for me. Go up to somebody in the street when you're out shopping or out whatever you're doing. And just walk up to a complete stranger and say to them, do you know the 23rd Psalm? And see what their answer is. They might well think you're completely nuts, mind you. But if you were to go out with a camera and a microphone, I would imagine you would get a response. And most people would actually say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, etc., etc., etc. But this psalm is one of David's psalms, and it is so, so, so incredibly powerful. I discovered this, you know, when I was writing my book. I've written a book called Father, Speak to Me, I'm Listening. It's a 90-day daily devotional. And if you haven't got a copy, I encourage you to get it. Not because it helps our ministry, but because it will help you. That I can promise you. Father, speak to me, I'm listening, because it says what it says on the tin. I believe Lord God Almighty is talking to you through this book. Anyway, on to this. Verse 3 says this, he renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. He renews my strength. What a statement that is. I like to compare the King James Version with this version, the NLT, that I use. And he renews my strength in the King James Version becomes, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He renews my strength, beloved. Sometimes when I wake up, I have no strength at all. It takes me a little while to get going. Sometimes I think to myself, I really do need some strength here. I need some strength for many things. We're talking here about physical strength. But beloved, what we're talking about mostly, I believe, is spiritual strength. There's a difference between physical strength and spiritual strength. We all need physical strength to go about our daily lives. But we also need more than you would ever, ever know, spiritual strength. I've talked to you during these daily devotionals about all sorts of things, including the battles that we go into. And beloved, the second you open your eyes, if you are a Christian in the true sense of the word, and that means that you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are following him, and you are getting as close to him as you possibly can, and you want to follow the right and correct pathways, then you need spiritual strength. Without it, you can't get anywhere. You can't do anything. It's like having physical strength, but you need spiritual strength. And this psalm says it all. It says this, he renews my strength. Beloved, you need your strength renewing. I was talking to a friend of mine about renewing the mind. You'll find that in Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse, where Paul is talking about us renewing our minds. Our minds should not be set on the old pathway where we were. It should be set on the new pathway of where we're going. Renewing our minds. And at the same time, I believe this is all tied up with renewing our strength, our spiritual strength. How strong do you feel in the Lord? Now, that's a question that you can answer. You're either going to say, I feel really strong right now in the Lord, or you're going to say, I don't feel strong at all. If you're not feeling strong at the moment in the Lord, why aren't you feeling strong in the Lord? What is going in your life? What is going on that would stop that? Where is the blockage? You see, if we feel weak in the Lord, it is because there is a blockage of some description. I was talking to somebody on the telephone the other day who suffers greatly and has suffered from depression and oppression greatly. So much so that this person spends a lot of their time in bed ill because they can't get up. They don't have the physical strength. They don't have the spiritual strength. And I just happen to mention two things. And the first thing I said, I'm not going to go into detail here, obviously, but the first thing I said to this particular person was, so who aren't you forgiving? And there was no answer. I said, who are you not forgiving? And still there was no answer. And so I knew that this person was living in unforgiveness. That, beloved, will block anything that you want to do before God. That will block any communication that you have with Almighty God. If you go to the scripture, and if you go to Matthew and the sixth chapter, and you go to verse 9, you'll read from there on, you'll read the Lord's Prayer. In that he says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. In some versions it says, as we have already forgiven those who sin against us. In other words, it's a two-way thing. You've heard me tell you this many times. It's a two-way thing, this forgiveness thing. It is a two-way thing. The amazing thing is, I'm not going to go into that in depth, but I will do very soon on one of these daily devotionals. But if you go down a little bit further in Matthew 6 and you go to 14, it says, if you forgive those who have sinned against you, my Father in heaven will forgive you. And I'm paraphrasing now because I haven't turned it. But if you do not forgive those who have sinned against you, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. Now check that out. My Father in heaven will not forgive you. Right there is a blockage. And I knew when I was talking to this person on the phone that there was a blockage right there. And that person's physical and spiritual strength had been depleted by the evil one, simply because that person was kept out of God's grace. How? By unforgiveness. It's as simple as that. We cannot be kept out of God's grace. We cannot be kept out of God's household or a blockage that is allowed to stay there because of unforgiveness, because of these commands that Jesus has given us. He told us these things for a reason. Not to make us feel good, but he was telling us that his Father had instructed him to tell us this so that we would not be out of favor with God. It does not mean to say that God doesn't love you. It doesn't. When I was young, my mum would say something like this to me. She would say, David, go tidy your room. And I'd say, yeah, all right. And I'd carry on watching TV or carry on doing what I was doing. And then I'd sort of call into the kitchen and say, Mum, can I have something to eat? And there would be no answer. And I'd get up and go into the kitchen and say, Mum, can I have something to eat, please? And there would be no answer. She would not talk to me. Now, my mum loved me. but she wouldn't talk to me. And I would press her and press her and press her. And she would never get angry with me. She would just turn around to me and she'd say to me, "What have I told you to do?" And I'd say, "Well, you told me to tidy my bedroom." And she said, "When you've tidied your bedroom, we'll talk." It's a lesson, beloved. It is a lesson in understanding God's will for our lives. If we don't do that which He has asked us to do, how are we going to be spiritually strong? But you see, we put that to one side and say, actually, it doesn't really matter. But actually, beloved, it matters a whole lot. I can't tell you how much this matters. And we're looking at Psalm 23, and we're looking at the third verse, and all I have spoken about thus far is the first phrase. He renews my strength. Yes, beloved, He renews my strength on one condition, that there is no blockage between me and Almighty God, and that blockage is caused not by God, but by me. Are you getting this? Is this talking to your spirit? I'm not going to go any further than this today because there's so much to say. I'll be looking at He guides me along right paths, bringing honour to His name. I'll look at that on tomorrow's programme, but today I've got to stay with this physical and spiritual strength. We cannot exist without spiritual strength. Just imagine if you had no physical strength at all. Just imagine. No strength. You couldn't even lift your hand or your foot. No spiritual strength at all. What would you be able to do? You would be lying there, not doing anything at all. Your mind might be active, but your body would not be active at all. You need your body. Do you understand where I'm going with this? But actually, beloved, actually, there are many that don't have any strength in their bodies at all. But they have spiritual strength. I'm thinking right now of Christopher Reeve, the actor, who was in a wheelchair after an accident on a horse. He's died now. He's gone. Where he's gone, I don't know. I don't know if he was a Christian or not. But I just know he's not with us any longer. But he had no physical strength. But his spiritual strength that he had was enormous. It was incredible. What he achieved in his life from a wheelchair was nothing short of miraculous, because he had spiritual strength. I believe we need spiritual strength so that we can be one with the Father. Now, it doesn't mean to say that you have to be a Christian to have spiritual strength, because it doesn't. But what I'm talking about is the strength that comes from Almighty God here. And you need to get to grips with that. You need to understand the strength that comes from Almighty God, because we are Christians. I rely on spiritual strength that comes from my Father. Without it, I can do nothing. Without spiritual strength, I don't want to do anything at all. All I want to do is sleep. I know this. I cannot live my life knowing that my spiritual life is dampened because my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, my relationship with the Heavenly Father, is in jeopardy because I am not doing that which He has asked me to do. Just like I said, my mum would ask me to do something and then she wouldn't say anymore until I'd done it. I believe God is saying that to us today, beloved. How much spiritual strength do you have? How much spiritual strength have you got right at this moment as I'm speaking to you? Is there a blockage? Do you feel that you are spiritually weak? If you are, then I want to pray for you. Because I want to pray that the Lord would reveal to you that which is blocking His strength from coming down into you. The psalmist was very clear. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. And then in verse 3, he starts that verse by saying, He renews my strength. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that for your beloved people who are listening to this broadcast, Lord, if they are spiritually weak right now, I pray in Jesus' name that you would tell them and put into their hearts that which is making a blockage between you and them. Lord Jesus, intercede on their behalf, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This is just for you now. If you'd like to contact me, studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And if you'd like to listen to this, it will